And what we have here today is a little bit about UBIT. So with that, let's start.
All right.
Oh, wait, we got the disclaimer slide.
Yeah, well, we skipped right over that because you've all read it before, yes. I'm sure.
All right, so here's a little bit what we're going to talk to you about today. We're going to start off with a little bit of overview of unrelated business income. Then we're going to talk about some common sources at the universities. And then we're going to look at three kind of analyses of different activities, bookstores, rental activities, and then sponsorship and advertising.
All right. So to kick it off, so that you have context when we're talking about specific examples, I wanted to go through a little bit the basics of UBIT, since this is kind of a primer type class. And we've got different levels of experience in the room. So whenever we're talking about UBIT, we start with the three-legged stool, which you see up on your screen, which are the three pieces. If you can kick out any one of these legs, the activity is not unrelated business income. So we really like to start here, and then we start talking about all the exceptions and the exceptions to exceptions and applying the rules. So where they intersect is where we have unrelated business income. So the first one is it has to be a trade or business. You have to have a profit motive for doing it. If you have a loss activity that year after year is generating a loss, you might be okay, especially if you're in a startup period or you're making changes to your program so that it's eventually profitable. The IRS recognizes you kind of got a ramp up period. But at the end of the day, you have to have the purpose of having a trade or business with a profit motive. Now, if you can say it's profitable, but we don't have a profit motive, it's kind of a non-starter with the IRS. If you're showing a net profit, they're going to say there's a profit motive. But the flip side is not also true. If it's a loss activity, the IRS is automatically going to say that you don't have a profit motive, and they're going to want to kick it out, especially on audit. That's one of their favorite things to do. So you look at activities that have a history of NOLs. If you can't support it, it probably shouldn't be reported as unrelated business income.